Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
A Cambridge businessman has set up a local skills swap. Paul Lane is a website designer from Great Shelford. He is on the line now. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good, thank you. Thanks for joining us.
So tell us, how does this all work then?
So basically, I just had an idea of, obviously things are bad with the lockdown, and I just had this idea of how I could help people. And basically, it's you like the Facebook page and then join the group. And if you've got a skill and a want, you find a match and you can sort of swap those two things. As an example, the first one I posted out was I needed some old decking replaced in the back of my garden, and I posted on the group, and a carpenter got in touch with me. I'm doing him a website, and he's replacing my decking.
And that's pretty good, actually. I do wonder about interchangeable skills sometimes. So let me have a think here. I might have a leaky tap, say. But I can already build a website. Can you resolve that one? Do you do like a three-way swap or something?
I've not thought of a three-way, but I'm sure that
has to be like for like.
It kind of does, but it can be negotiated between the parties, because if it was a leaky tap in the plumber, then there may be something there's always something that someone needs. So there's always sort of flexibility in it, and it's up to us. As many people get involved, it becomes easier, because there's going to be more people in the pool to swap with.
It's kind of a good old-fashioned barter thing, really, isn't it?
It's exactly what it is.
Who else have you got involved in the swapping so far? What are the skills on offer?
There's a few people. After I posted mine, to give an example, there's quite a few other sort of businesses. And it's great because it's all Cambridge businesses. If you look on the Facebook page, you can see we've got people that are management consultants. We've got life coaches. We've got some tradespeople on there as well. So it's really varied.
Because the example you give, actually, of the decking as opposed to designing a website for someone, those are actually skills which are at opposite ends of the scale, really, aren't they? On the one hand, being able to construct a website and making it look good is very much a modern skill, whereas, you know, decking or its equivalents would probably go back hundreds of years, really.
Exactly, and that's the great thing, that, you know, you've got two... The great thing is there are two different things that people can't do independently, but bring them together and they can help each other out.
So it's obviously, it's doing very well. It's got lots of interest, and it's very much the Cambridge area at the moment. Do you think this might spread to other areas?
I'm really hoping it does. I mean, the reason I've called it Skills and Trades What CAMS is that maybe it does spread to other areas. I've had the FSB, the Federation of Small Business, in touch with me, and they've asked me exactly the same question. And I think if it can go, if it works here, it can go everywhere.
Yeah.
And you know, just by spreading the word, I just want to help, be able to help other people in business and individuals in these hard times.
Yeah, because it is tricky at the moment, isn't it? And I would have thought that for a lot of businesses, they're just simply... that there isn't the cash in the business to do things. As simple as that. You might need something which needs doing either on a business level or on a domestic level. And getting the cash in order to do it is the greatest challenge of anything at the moment. So if you can just simply swap the skill, then that cuts out the middleman, as it were.
Exactly, and I'm really convinced on the flip side of this, there's going to be a lot of people that have been made redundant and are starting up new businesses. And what a great community to be able to put together to sort of help each other get those businesses up and running. An accountant could swap with another business just to sort of help people get businesses started up, because there's going to be a lot of people sadly made redundant because businesses have failed during this period.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, isn't it? At the moment, we really don't know what's going to happen when we come out to the other side of all of this. There's been some fairly harsh economic reports that have been published over the last week or so, but ultimately, you know, business is local, isn't it? And if you know, if we can't help each other around us, and we've done a lot of stories on the programme about shops which and restaurants which have flipped their businesses completely over in order to get the revenue in.
It's been amazing seeing how businesses have pivoted.
Yeah.
One of my good friends has a fruit and veg business, based in Cambridge, and his business just disappeared overnight because it was schools and commerce.
His name wouldn't be Neil by any chance, would it?
It would.
Yes.
He's one of the loveliest humans I've ever met.
Yeah.
Seeing how he pivoted his business was just, I was in awe of.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's done phenomenally well, really.
So how do people then get in touch with you if they want to? But I guess the Facebook page you mentioned is the jumping off point for this.
Exactly. So if they do a Google search for Skills and Trade Swap CAMS, you will go straight to a listing, and you'll see the Facebook page on there. And also, being a website designer, I couldn't help myself, so I've also started building a website for it to give sort of other people more information, and I guess the website's going to grow as the concept does.
Yeah, well, I very much hope it does. So if, not just in Great Chelford, but anywhere, I guess, around the city and South Cambridgeshire, have a look for that. And, get swapping, as they used to say.
Excellent.
Paul Lane, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Paul.
For joining us this morning. That's great, isn't
it? Thank you very much for reaching out. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, Paul. Yeah, it's tremendous, isn't it? What Paul has been doing there. It's a long way from swapping a set of marbles for scale X tricks. Cambridge 105.